If you're shipping AI agents to production, you've probably hit the same wall everyone else has. Welcome back to Exploring Next, episode 175. I'm here with Boone, and today we're talking about something that might actually solve a real problem. Next Mocha just open-sourced Agent Definition Language, or ADL.
And Izzo, this is one of those infrastructure pieces that sounds boring but could be huge. Think open API, but for AI agents.
Exactly. Because right now, if I ask you, what can this agent actually do? Good luck figuring that out. The behaviors spread across prompts, code, config files, and a bunch of undocumented assumptions.
Right. And that's a nightmare for any kind of governance or security review. I've seen teams spend weeks just trying to audit what tools an agent has access to.
So ADL is trying to be that missing definition layer. You get a single declarative spec that says what an agent is, what tools it can call, what data it can touch.
The architecture here is actually pretty clean. It's framework agnostic. They're not trying to compete with your execution layer. This is purely about the definition,
which is smart positioning. They're not saying rip out your agent framework. They're saying, here's how you describe what you built so other people can understand it.
And the spec covers all the stuff you actually need: agent identity, role, language model configuration, tools, permissions, RAG data access, dependencies, plus governance, metadata like ownership and version history.
That governance piece is huge for production systems. I can define an agent once, validate it locally, then share that same definition with security, platform, and compliance teams.
The validation tooling is key here, and they've got a published JSON schema, so you can catch definition errors in CI before they hit production.
And Boone, this addresses something I see all the time. Teams building these autonomous agents with tool access, but no clear way to compare capabilities or manage rollbacks when something goes wrong.
Yeah, and the portability story is compelling. If I define an agent in ADL, theoretically I can move it between platforms without rewriting everything from scratch.
The timing makes sense too. We're seeing agents move from experiments to production components, and you need software-style lifecycle management at that point.
What I like is they're being realistic about scope. ADL doesn't handle agent communication, runtime tool invocation, or message transport. It's focused on doing one thing well.
Right. It's meant to complement existing tech like A2A, MCP, OpenAPI. Not replace everything.
Though I'm curious how this plays with the existing agent frameworks. The success really depends on adoption across the ecosystem.
True. But they're taking the right approach. Apache 2.0 license, open governance, inviting community contributions. They want this to be a neutral standard, not a vendor lock-in play.
And honestly, you know, the problem is real enough that I think people will adopt it if the tooling is good, the fragmentation pain is hitting everyone building production agents.
Plus, they've got the basics right out of the gate. JSON schema, example definitions, validation tools, contribution guidelines. It's not just a spec document.
All right, so what should people actually go build with this? First, check out the ADL repository on GitHub. They've got examples and documentation to get you started.
Try converting one of your existing agents to an ADL definition. See how it feels to have everything in one declarative format, instead of scattered across your code base.
And if you're feeling ambitious, build some, you know, some tooling around it, maybe an editor, a registry, or testing tools. This is early enough that there's room to shape the ecosystem. I might actually add this to my weekend project list. You build a simple ADL validator that plugs into our CI pipeline.
There's the boon we know. But seriously, if you're shipping agents to production, this is worth a look. Definition standards tend to win when the pain is real enough. That's it for this episode of Exploring Next. The infrastructure layers might not be flashy, but they're what make the flashy stuff actually work in production.